This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abam, we're continuing in Daf HaShavua. Tonight we're learning Maseches Nedarim. Samach Be'ez, Amar Aleph. The Mishnah said, Ad Sheyavar HaKayetz, Ad Sheyichbelu HaMekutsa'ois. If you say, until the summer is over, the harvest is over, until they fold up their knives, until they fold up their knives. Says the Gemara, what does that mean, they fold up their knives? Ad sheyaver ha-kaitz ha-shichvel ha-mektsois tana, ad sheyachpilu roiv ha-mektsois, until most people fold up their knives. Tana, meaning even if you don't know if the Baal HaBayis of that field folded up his knife, when most people have folded up their knives, that's when the harvest is over. And Tana, hukfulu roiv hamuktsayis, when most people are put away, folded up their knives, mutaris misham gazal, then the figs are allowed to be stolen. Meaning, we could assume that the owner was mafgir the rest of his produce. Says the Ran, mutaris misham gazel, shemes yashim hein mimashinish basada achar shenikbalu vechnisu roiv hamiksayas. The owner of the field is miyayish on whatever remains after he folds up his knives and put away most of the meaning when most of the knives are put away, you could assume the owner, even though you don't know about this particular owner, but if most people have put away their knives, then the produce is mutter. You could assume that the owner was mafker the fruits. And therefore, mutaris min hamasos, they're pater from meiser, because they're hefker. Says, Aran dechsivu baha levi, ki ein loy chilek v'nachala im imach. The levi comes and collects meiser because he has no share with you. Yatza hefker, this excludes hefker, sheyish lo chilek v'nachala imach. Because Hefker, the Levi, does have a share in. Okay. Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda came to a certain place. Bizman chokvel roiv hamaksois, when most of the knives were folded. Rabbi havakachal, Rabbi ate, because you're allowed to assume, since most of the people folded their knives, this guy folded his knife. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda lo yachal, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda was machmer. He didn't eat because he didn't have a biror what this owner did. Asa marhoin amalala, the owner came and said to him, Amai lo yach rabbanon, why aren't the rabbanon eating? Meaning, I guess whoever was with Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda wasn't eating. Hufkaru roiv hamaksoisu, most of the knives have been put away. So now Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is hearing from the owner that he's allowed to eat the figs. No, but afal pikein lo yachal Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda still did not eat from them. Why? Kasavar, he held mishum sanyus milsohu de ka'amar haden gavra. He thought this man is speaking out of animosity. Meaning he's saying it sarcastically, you know? Why don't you just rely on Rav? You know, eat it. You just rely on Rav. Rabbi relied on it. You know, why don't you? You should also, says the Ran, Misham Sanya Smosa Hudika Amar Hadin Gavra, Mibne Raya Lev Loimar, Kvar his Hitarte Moisam Latzmachem. He spoke out of hostility. He said, you know, you already muttered it to yourself. Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina Iklahu Asr. Rabbi Chama bar Chanina came to a certain place, Bizman Shechul Rav Hamaktsais, when most of the knives were folded up. Havakachal, he was eating. Yahiv l'shame, he gave his shamish. Lo yachal, the shamish didn't eat. Amar lei, achal. Rabbi Chama bar Chanina said, eat. Tach amar li Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi mishum aviv. Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi told me the name of his father. Huchpulu roiv hamaktsois mutas mishum gezel. When most of the knives are folded up, there's no problem of stealing. Upturis min amaiser. Okay. Now we come to let's see the Ran. Okay, we did the Ran. Now we come to a very interesting agarata. Rabbi Tarfon Ashkechehu Gavra, Dizman Shochfulu Hamitzayis Dekacha. Rabbi Tarfon, a certain person found him when the knives were folded up and he was eating. And the guy got very upset. Achte Besaka Veshaklai. He put Rav Tarfon in a sack and he took him. Va'amte Lemishre Benara. And Va'amte, he ran Lemishre Benara to throw him in the river. Basically, he put a sack on Rav Tarfon's head and he was going to drown him. So Rav Tarfon cried out, Amar Lai said to him, Oy Lai La Tarfon, Shazahar Goy, woe to Tarfon, that this guy is killing him. Shamu Gavra, the guy heard, Shavke, he left in Barak and he fled. There weren't that many Tarfons. So he revealed his identity and he ran away. Right. Exactly. But now Reb Tarfon has Charata. Why does Reb Tarfon have Charata? Amar Rav Yehava Mishum Rav Chananya Ravos and then Rav Chananya Ben Gamliel Kol Yomav Shal Oisei Tzadik Hayim Etzdar Al Davraza. For the whole life of this Tzadik, meaning of Rav Tarfon, he was distressed about this. Why? Because he used his Torah reputation to save himself. Amar, he said, Oili Shenish Tamashi because of Shal Torah. Woe to me that I use the crown of Torah. Says the Ran, Mishum Shama Hu Gavra, Hikir Shrav Tarfon Haya. The guy recognized it was Rav Tarfon, and Rav Tarfon had Chalisha Sadas, Shenishta Mashti because of Shal Torah. Shehinichai Kishaidiyai Shuhu Rav Tarfon. He only let him go when he found out he was Rav Tarfon, Velahi Nichai Elochvai Tairasai. And he only let him go out of respect for his Torah. V'amar Rabba Barachan Rabbi Yochanan, Kol HaMishtamish B'Kisur Shal Torah Nekar Min HaOlam. Whoever uses the crown of Torah for his own personal needs is uprooted from the world. Kav HaChomer U'ma Belshatzar Sh'Nishtamish B'Klei Kodesh Madach Belshatzar, who used the Kehim of the Beis HaMikdash, and he used the Kehim of the Beis HaMikdash, even though what's the big deal? There's a rule that once you use the Kehim of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha is Paka. She Nasu Kleichol, they became secular items. They don't have Kedusha anymore. And the Lamda says, Shenemar, Ba Paritzim V'Chululuha. The wanton ones came and they made it Chulin, which means Kivin Sheparitzim Nasuchal. Once they breached it, it became secular, and yet Nekar Min HaOlam, Belshazzar was uprooted for the world. Because what does it say about Belshazzar? It says about Belshazzar, Ba Beloya Kato Belshazzar. On that very night, Belshazzar was killed. The night that he used the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash. HaMishtamish B'Kisur Shal Torah, one who uses the crown of Torah, Shuhu Chai V'Kayim La'Olam, the Torah is Kayim, the Bach takes out Chai, that it exists forever. Va'ed, Shuhu Kayim La'Olam Va'ed, Alachas Kama V'Kama. So Rav Tarfon had Chalishas Hadash for doing this. Now, here's the thing. Why did the guy try to kill Rav Tarfon? I mean, okay, Rav Tarfon's eating what the guy thought was belonged to him. Okay, but that's not a reason to throw him into the river and drown him. Rav Tarfon, kivin the ka'achal, Rav Tarfon, if he was eating, the huchbulu Rav HaMikzayis Havetz, because most of the knives were folded up. So amait sarihu gavra. Why did the guy cause him so much pain? Rav Tarfon had a valid reason to eat. Most of the knives were put away. So let's say the guy says, well, that's very good, most of the knives. But I still wanted my field. Okay, so you're gonna kill someone? So Gemara says no. Mishum dahu have a ganilei inve kulishasa. He did it mishum dahu because of a certain guy have a ganvilei inve who is stealing grapes kulishasa the whole year. V'kivin da'ashkechel Reb Tarfon So now that he caught Rav Tarfon, Sabra Hainu the Ganmon, I got him! You're nailed! I got... In other words, he thought Rav Tarfon was the guy who was stealing the grapes from him the whole year. So Taka, he needs to kill him. Even so, you might think it's a little bit of a harsh punishment, but, you know, the guy was really abusing this field owner, and he had no recourse. So he said, finally, I caught the guy. Says Gemara, Yehachi Amait Sir Nafshe. Why did Rav Tarfon, why was he distressed that he told the guy who he was? He has to save his life. You know, he has to save his own skin. Meaning, if, let's see the Ran. The Ran says, "I hachi Reb Tarfon amait siyar nafshe." This is very interesting. "I am Reb Bishlama dolei have a kapit ahu gavra ela hishaita." If the guy's only problem is, "Why are you eating my figs now? Why are you eating my figs now?" So I understand why Reb Tarfon was bitsar. Reb Tarfon should have just said, "Okay, you know, here's $10 for what I ate now." Mishamachi have a mitzar heichlo yodiyai. Therefore, he was mitzar. Rav Tarfon should have just said, you know, I could understand why Rav Tarfon was bitsar that he revealed his identity, because he had an easy way out. He could have just told the guy, "Oh, you're upset I ate these figs. It's hukfulu roiv hamaksois." And even if this guy would say, "Well, but I didn't fold up my knife," so Rav Tarfon could have said, "Okay, here's my American Express card. I'll cover the cost." Vinami loy tsayasle del shalom leahu porta. He could have paid that a little bit. Eli amr dekula shasa have a ganvale envy. But if Rav Tarfon was suspected of stealing the grapes the whole year, my havale lemevle Rav Tarfon, what should Rav Tarfon have done? He's not going to pay for $1 million of grapes that were stolen from the guy. Vechi havale l'shumi demei tuva loy mechayibu. That he's not chayiv to do. And the answer is, Rav Tarfon should have paid because he was very wealthy. Says the Gemara, Mishum Rav Tarfon, Asher Gadol Hav, Rav Tarfon was very wealthy, V'havalei L'faisa B'damim. He should have paid him off. Now, the Ran points out, only in this circumstance, it's not going to help to say I'm Rav Tarfon, because he still would have suspected him of stealing, and he only let him be because of the Kavadat Torah. So to that, Rav Tarfon should have paid, because if he doesn't pay, he'll still be suspected. But to pater yourself from Kavadat Torah on something you're not chayev, that's permitted. Okay, in any event, the Gemara continues. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Le'ahava es Hashem leikecha, to love Hashem your God. Le'shmaya b'koilai, to listen to His voice. Le'dav gabai, to cling to Him. Shalayayimar adam, a person shouldn't say, Ekra she'yikru'uni chacham, I'm going to read Chumash, so I should be called a chacham. Eshne she'yikru'uni Rebbe, I'm going to learn Mishnah, so I should be called a Rebbe. Ashanin she'ezakin ve'eshav yeshiva, I'm going to learn Gemara so that I should be smart. I should be a sage, and I'll sit in yeshiva. Ela lamad me ahava, learn out of love. V'soif ha'kavod lavai, and in the end, the kavod will come. Shenemar, like it says, kashrim al etzba yisecha, tie them on your finger. Kasvim al luach libecha, write them on the tablet of your heart. And how do I know that the covet will come? V'oimer d'rachel d'archei noyam, it says, the ways of the Torah are pleasant. V'oimer itz chayim hi l'machazikim ba, v'saimchem u'shar. It says, the Torah is a tree of life to those who cling to her, and those who, v'saimchem u'shar, those who support her, will be fortunate. So don't learn to be able to get benefit from the Torah. You learn the Shema, and Hashem will take care of you. Rabbi Lezer bar Rav Tzadik Omer. Rabbi Lezer bar Rav Tzadik says, "Asei dvarim l'shem pa'alam." Fulfill the matters for the sake of those of the one who made it, for the sake of Hashem. So fulfill the mitzvahs l'shma. The daber for the sake of the one who made them. The daber b'hem l'shmam, and speak in them. Learn the Torah for its own sake. Atasim atar l'skadim. Don't make the Torah a crown to be elevated in, to be made great in. The atasim kadam lios oider by. Don't make it a shovel to dig with. In other words, don't learn Torah because you're going to get something out of it. The kavul chomer, and the kavul chomer is umabel shatzer shel neshtamish el b'klei kodesh shenasu. He didn't use the clay kodesh because they became secular. Nekar min oilam hamishtamish bekisro shel toira lachas kama v'kama. Amar Rava. Rava said, "Shari leila inish la oiduye nafshe." A person is allowed to make himself known ba'asa de lo yadelei, in a place that they don't know him. If they don't know you, you could say, "Do you know who you're dealing with? I am Rabban Shel Kol Bnei Agoila. I'm one of the Lamed Vav Tzadikim. I'm one of the Gedolei Hadar." Dechsev va'avdecha yorei es Hashem u'rav. The Navi Ovadia said, "And your servants fears God very greatly from his youth." I elakasha derev tarfain. The question is, it's a question from Rav Tarfain, because Rav Tarfain wasn't, they didn't know Rav Tarfain, he didn't know Rav Tarfain, and he was upset that he revealed himself. Says the Gemara, no, I'm sorry. Oh, how is Rav Tarfain allowed to do it? Now, I'm sorry, if Rav Tarfain regretted it, so then we see that you shouldn't reveal yourself in a place that they don't know you. Says the Gemara, no. The Asher Gadol Haya, Rav Tarfain was very rich. He could have consoled him with money. Like the Gemara said earlier, that Rav Tarfain was very rich, and he could have paid him off without revealing. In other words, if necessary, people don't know you, you're allowed to reveal who you are. But if there's an alternative method to help yourself, so better to avoid revealing yourself. I mean, you're allowed to reveal who you are to avoid a certain loss, or a certain harm, I should say. But as long as there's no alternative, if there's an alternative of paying to avoid the loss, then you should do so. Rava Rami. Rava asks the contradiction. Ksiv, the pasuk says, Va'avdecha yareas Hashem in Urav. Your servant feared Hashem since his youth. Uksiv, and another pasuk. So Ovadia is promoting himself. He's saying, you know, I'm a very God-fearing person. And yet in Mishlei it says, Uksiv, Yahalalu chazar v'loy picha. Let a stranger praise you, not your own mouth. Says Gemara, no. Haba asra diyadele. In a place where they know you, you should never praise yourself. Let others praise you. Haba asra diyadele. When it says you could praise yourself, that's if they don't know who you are. Let's see the Ran. Kashrei malets ba'isecha kolaymar le'techavein lahanoscha. Do not have in mind your own benefit. Ela kadei shiyu shkurin b'ficha. Only learn Torah that it should be fluent in your mouth. Then the Gemara brings a proof that in the end the kavod will come. Do it l'fa'alam, l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the sake of Hashem Shapa'alam, who made them v'tziva aleihem. Shenemar va'avdecha yareas Hashem de'evsher de'elyo lo yhav yadolei. It could be Ovadia thought Elyo didn't know him. Amar Rava said, "Shari le'le tzumer aban l'meimer tzumer aban nana." it is permitted for a Torah scholar to say, hey, I'm a Torah scholar. Shorli tigroi bereisha, release me from my dispute first. What does that mean? Usually when it comes to a dayan, it's first come, first serve. So the Talmid Chacham could say, I'm a Talmid Chacham, I should go first. Why? Because Talmid Chacham makes use of his time, and every moment is used learning. So he has the right to be adjudicated first, so he doesn't have a situation where his time is being wasted. Says the Ran, Sharulei Tigroi Bereisha, He Tiru Tagershali, permit my case. Kolaymer Paskuli Dinei Tchila, Paskin my halacha first. How do I know this? Tachsiv, it says, Ubnei David Kaihanim Hayu. It says the sons of David were Kaihanim. Now that's very odd. The one thing the sons of David are not is they're not Kaihanim. They come from David. The Ran says, "Mnei David Kaihanim Hayu Shahayu Chachamim." What it means is they were sages of Hayu Dinam KeKaihanim. They had the halachic status of a Kohen. Ma Kohen Noita Baroish, just like a Kohen gets the first share. Af Talmid Chacham Noita Baroish. When you're divvying up food, when you're divvying something out, the Kohen could come and say, "You know, I want this chelak." The Kohen Minalan. So just like you give the first portion to a Kohen, you give the first portion to a Talmid Chacham. A Talmid Chacham always has kedima. So it's permitted for a Torah scholar to say, I'm a Talmid Chacham, adjudicate me first. Because it's called the sons of David who were Talmid Chachamim Kaihanim. Just like a Kohen gets the first shear, Tachsiv v'kidashtoi, ki eslechem alikecho makriv, v'tan dvei Rabbi Shmuel v'kidashtoi, l'chol davar shebekedusha, the Kohen goes first. Namely, Liftayach Rishain, he gets the first Aliyah, Ulevarech Rishain, and to lead the benching, Velito Manu Yafa Berishain, and to get the first portion. What does that mean? If something's being divided, he gets first dibs at it. Okay, that is Samach Beis Amid Aleph, and Bez Hashem. Next week we'll do Samach Beis Amid Beis. Have a wonderful night. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
So does Vikidasha still play nowadays that the Kohanim aren't doing Yavoda? The Pasuk says.
Right? Yeah. Yes. Yes. Vikidasha. You're saying it doesn't apply because they don't eat as lechem alekecha?
Well, yeah, but they're not. Right. They're not doing Yavoda anymore.
Well, it's not dependent on the Avoda. It's because... Oh, it says who makriv, I hear. No, he still does. It still applies. Good point. It still applies. Okay, friends, have a good night. Bracha v'atzlacha. Okay, kol tov. Good night. Thank you. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.